We're trying to get a better line. Hurry up. You're losing there, Jim.
First, we're going to call him right back over a different line.
Well, I can't wait but longer. My plane's taking off. That's my problem. And why? I don't think you need to listen to this for the left.
I'm trying to get him right back, Mr. President. Just a moment.
Yeah, just... I'd get on my khakis though. And
well, I'll get
so you can ride around with us.
I'll get her to bring something out.
Can't you wear my stuff? Guess not. Hello, bring me a pineapple ice drink, you know, one of those milks. If you can get pineapple chocolate right quick. If you ever get him on, let me talk again.
Mr. President.
Hello.
Mr. Vice President.
Hello. Hello. Are you there alone where you can talk?
Yes, sir.
I am alone with the lobby, but I have one man here and I'll have him leave. All right, if you would, this is Jim Jones. Yes, I'm the only one that's been able to talk to you, and if talked to you, and just want to keep it that way. Yes, I just asked one of my men. Hubert, Hubert, this thing sitting over,
I
don't know what the opinion's worth, but one of the best that I have. We've watched everything, and I don't know how it could be better. Now, we can leave here at 6 o'clock and be there at 8 o'clock and have a rather nonpartisan thank you and farewell. I have concluded that I'm not going to do that for two or three reasons. One, I think that your discussions this morning, your platform yesterday, Muriel's interviews, everything that you have touched, the good Lord has guided you, and it just couldn't be better either for history or for the record if you just carried on that basis. I have said to a good many people, including some of your hosts, very important people, that and governors and others, that I didn't think that your people ought to brag, or the administration ought to open its mouth. Marvin can go into some detail if you want to. But they ought to be saying to NBC and CBS, just take these Kennedy networks and let them feed out the fact that Illinois and Texas and Tennessee and West Virginia and each one of these folks, and Barr ought to say from Pennsylvania that's better than he thought. And somebody in Ohio ought to say it's more than they anticipated. And every two or three or four hours, they ought to be doing that, and you just ought to stay just where you are, making the same smiles and the same confident look, and let these little clerks, these jerks, go around saying what they're saying, because in my judgment, you can do this thing today and tomorrow. Then I think we ought to look at it after the nomination And I don't want to take any of anybody's glory, and don't assure them I wouldn't, and I wouldn't come at all if I didn't. But after that, then I would give thought to looking at it again to see if we'd come in and have a little film and a unifying appeal to everybody. Now, unless you have some objection, that's the way it looks from here, because I just think that you oughtn't to delay anything. It's going too good as it is. The one thing that I am concerned about, have you done any talking and committing on other things, your second places?
No, sir.
All right, now give some thought to two people. And nobody knows this but me and you, and nobody ever will. Of course, you know I have preferences and loved ones just like you do. But give some thought to the cities and cutting the fangs of California and New York and Chicago, the big cities, Philadelphia, New Jersey, where you could have real trouble if they ever penetrated us, in the form of Alioto. I'm having his FBI check carefully and having Clark look at his record. It is the record of a moderate, progressive, conservative, highly respected Thurman Arnold type antitrust lawyer who has been a hell of a mayor that would knock the UNRWAs and the California crowd off their ass if a native of California in the West. He's respected by folks like old Rawlins in Utah, and he's practiced all over that area. Same time, it would just make the Italians jerk in New York. They just like they couldn't be against a Jew, and the same thing in New Jersey, and the same thing with Daley. He's got 400,000 in Chicago. Now that's something to think of. If you have to go south, the main thing is not to carry any handicaps. That's what you're working on Nixon on. And be awfully careful, and what looks so good today will look terrible tomorrow. And whether you think so or not, you never handicap me at any time as vice president. So that's what you want to watch. And I would give awfully good thought to someone that doesn't have too many scars, that is progressive. If you got to go to the South, or if you do think of going to the South, you could give a lot of thought to Atlanta and Sanders, who is progressive, who is young, who is boyish, who's got a good record as a senator, and so on and so forth. But to me, the dream ticket that would knock their ass off in New York and California and New Jersey and Pennsylvania, and if you do that, you don't have to worry about anything else. If anybody else knew it, you'd be in trouble because they'd find a lot of reasons, like they do with Hughes. They tell me now all the South's mad at Hughes. Connally, they tell me that all the liberals are mad at Connally. And when you look at Kennedy, well, they got all of this and that. But I would give a lot of thought to that. Takes care of all your civil rights for all time to come, because none of them have ever been on ticket. Now, I don't know him. I wouldn't recognize him if I saw him. I think he's seen me once. I haven't talked to him. I'm just sitting talking to people who are coming in that are trying to think of a ticket that would sew up your big cities and give you a little help with them, and at the same time wouldn't hurt you in these parts because he's got no flies on him.
When you look at
Vermont or Maine or something, you haven't got anything. Now, San Francisco, thank God you got the state of California, and they're going to think a long time before they vote against native son. In New York, they're going to think a long time before they go against that name, aren't they? In New Jersey, the same way. Look at the crowd there. And they're all leaders and jerkers. Now, that may not be it, but I think the Pope would like it. And you just get two of you Baptists together, why, that's something else. Well, you ought to pick moderate men, and in the last analysis, they ought to say, we are going to stop it, we want to stop it, we'll stop it the first moment. But is there anyone here that says, stop hitting the enemy? and start letting them hit your own man. Now, that's all we say in the platform. We just say we're going to do it when it won't kill our own man. And here's what Abrams says, and I'd make somebody like Muskie say in response to a query here just what is said, and just say you can't advocate shooting your own man, and if you're against this, you have to.
Well, I'll have enough talk. I'll tell you that. I understand the other situation for tonight, and I must say that I hope, in light of the circumstances here, that you would win. And we've got to have you here, and we must have you, and you will come at the right time, I know.
Well, I just didn't think, my instinct has told me all along that they'll have you picking candidates. And if things go as I want them to, I don't need to pick them. I don't want to pick them. I think that the convention picks them. And the same way about these other things. So I just take the position that the president's been invited, that they want him to come, they'd love for him to come anytime. But if he wanted to be in these credentials fights, if he wanted to be in these other fights, if he wanted to be telling them who to nominate, he could be doing all that all the time. And he just says that anybody selected him can select somebody else, and he's going to wait till it's over, and your judgment, you don't know whether he'll ever come or not, but if he does, he's welcome any time, period. That's about the way I do it. Now, I wouldn't hear anything, wouldn't know anything, but just say he's welcome if he comes, and then we'll decide when and if we do it at all.
Wonderful. Very good.
Now, on this other thing, you talk to Marvin, let him tell you about, I would try to time these folks over 3 or 4 hours, and I wouldn't be making them put out a big release, but I just whispered and let it start leaking. That's what gets them really going. When they go to hearing, it doesn't look like you're putting out a press release on it.
Well, that's right. I got you. You mean on the alley, tell you what I mean.
No.
You mean on me tonight?
No, I mean on your nomination.
I'm going up to Marvin.
I think Connolly ought to say as soon as he can. I think Daly ought to say as soon as he can. I think that Ellington and West Virginia and South Carolina, all of them ought to say as soon as they can, but not all at once and not all in public announcements. They ought to leak at these damn two networks and make them say it. Make Sandy Van Oker carry the rumor. And then let him check with Ellington. Then let Ellington say, hell yes, I can't hold him. Everybody in this delegation is going for Humphrey. And then 2 hours later, let South Carolina and let them leak it to Sandy.
Right.
And let him try to confirm it. And then 2 hours later, let Texas. And then 2 hours later, let Daly. Now, every one of them. And by the time that they keep on, well, that'll cure them a little bit of these draft movements they've been carrying on. That's the worst thing I ever saw. And then I want to work out some way so that we can be together right up to the 20th, but I want to talk to you before you get so far along you can't back out on the other man. I have nobody, don't give a damn. I just soon anybody this thing, but I want to know about it before we really finally decide.
Absolutely, that'll be done.
And you talk to Marvin, he's there, and you're not talking here to anybody, and we haven't, and we're not going to. And Jim Jones has enjoyed talking to you.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye.